Money FM 89.3, best of weekends.
As we navigate a world where working remotely has suddenly become the norm, and running a company is obviously very different for many people, executives are looking for better ways, innovative ways to create and nurture a culture that's going to bring out the best in people. TBWA Group Singapore CEO Hara Hampartsumian is a 30-year veteran of the advertising industry, extensive global experience in the business of marketing, communications. And Hara is a strong believer in building a strong collective culture in his office. And he joins us now on the phone. Hara, welcome to Weekend Mornings.
Hey, good morning, Glenn. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you with us. And of course, we need to start by checking in with you on the state of the advertising and branding business over these past few months. It's been tough for a lot of companies. How's it been going for TBWA?
As you say, I think it's been tough for everybody. Same on our side, global economies in the state that they're in. I can't deny that it's been difficult, but we've been plowing through and trying really hard to keep our clients in the forefront and keeping our people happy.
I've heard from other business leaders that everybody kind of went into a lockdown mode, not only physically for all the obvious health reasons, but also a little bit, on the business and the psychological side as well. People were not wanting to make as many decisions on moving forward till they kind of knew what was going on. Are you seeing that in the ad world and the marketing world, or are things moving along, despite what's been happening?
No, I think that's a good point. It's similar for us. We've been trying to move ahead as best we can. I think we were, being in Singapore, we are a little bit ahead of the rest of the world in terms of locking down. So we are practicing working from home way before everybody kind of pushed into that space. So we had a little bit of a head start and got everybody ready for the kind of world that we're living in at the moment.
Yeah. And is there some clarity now among your clients as to how they feel that they want to move forward? There's people aren't quite sure how to position themselves going forward in this unusual time. With the help of your teams, are you helping them to kind of get a better grip on where they should be going, let's say, in the next half year, next year and a half?
Absolutely. That's exactly the plan. I think in a day and age like we are in, all brands are trying to find ways to connect with consumers, and we're in a position to be able to help them find better ways. I mean, everybody out there right now is fighting to the road to recovery. And a lot of what we do at TBWA is ensuring that we're connecting brands with consumers, certainly in an online world now, in a digital space. Social media is hugely important. And how do we get them to cut through the clutter is a big part of our business in helping our brands get there.
We're talking with the TBWA Group Singapore CEO, Hara Hampartsumian, 30-year veteran of the ad industry based here in Singapore. Hara, let's talk a little bit more about the culture, the work culture, because your company, like many others, went to a work from home, actually almost like all companies went to a work from home model. And, in the ad industry, in the marketing and branding industry, this idea of really meeting together in person to hash out ideas and brainstorm and things like that is a very important one. How's your team been handling the remote work landscape?
That's absolutely correct. I think, in an advertising and a creative world, gathering around a table and brainstorming ideas is really what makes us who we are. So it has been difficult. But again, culture doesn't start now. Culture is something that's developed over time. And I think that when you build and you have a strong culture, as we do at TBWA, I think, people just naturally kind of try and continue that trend. We're a very closely knit group of people. We communicate constantly. And I think the world right now in this remote way of working has actually brought us closer together. The conversations and the multiple online meetings that we have on multiple platforms, a lot more intimate, and that communication has helped us stay together.
As a business leader, Hara, you have been a firm believer for many years in building a strong collective culture in your agency and with your teams. How are they? Well, first of all, what's your philosophy on that? Let's start with that.
Look, I think for me, it's people first. I mean, we're an industry where people are our only assets, really, and I think it all starts there. It starts with people. So for me, my philosophy is people come first. And culture is not necessarily created by leaders, I believe. It's defined by the actions of leaders, but it's the people in the company that actually drive and maintain that culture.
When you think about driving and maintaining that, but first you have to get to a point where you create it, right? You know, when you think about the policies you have at TBWA or the communication that you do with your employees or they do among themselves, how do you create what you would consider to be the right kind of culture? And what is the right kind of culture for TBWA?
For us, I think it's about communication, right? I mean, we're a communication company at the end of the day, and as a leader, it's really important to continue that communication. You know, anything from monthly or biweekly town halls where we get everybody together and we kind of discuss what's going on in the world, what's going on in our business, what's going on with our clients, new ideas, any innovations coming out. So there's a lot of sharing. I believe in transparency. It's really important that everybody understands where you're going, what the North Star is, as often as it may change course, but keeping them up to speed. We do a lot of things around training. We still spend a lot of time training our people. People need to grow, even in this COVID working from home situation. So we have things like Classroom Wednesdays, where internal teacher kind of thing, where we get people to talk about, again, our business, new innovations coming up. There's a lot of things around that we do. We also run a weekly pulse survey, and basically it's a very simple WhatsApp message that everybody gets on a Friday afternoon, and it's one question that just says, you know, how was your week at TBWA, a couple of smiley face emojis, and you kind of kind of pick one, and kind of shows where we are. So it's very important that we are also in touch with our people and understanding how they're feeling, so we can adjust as we go forward.
Yeah. You talk a lot about empathy. I know you do. You do a fair amount of writing and communicating about building corporate culture. And that notion of empathy is one that means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. What does that mean to you? And how do you see that being baked into TBWA?
Empathy, I believe, is possibly the most important thing you can have as a leader. You know, understanding, the pulse of the business. It's inherent in our business, and we are a very diverse group of people. We have over 27 nationalities. You can imagine it's like a little mini United Nations in the building, and it's important that all of them work together, and it's a team spirit, and any team kind of environment, you've got to be empathetic towards one another to be able to push forward and score those goals kind of thing.
We're speaking with TBWA Group Singapore CEO, Ara Hampartsumian. And Ara, when you think about some of these effective examples of how your teams can transform and come closer together, what are some simple things you've done? I know you talked about the town halls and taking kind of the spot polls every week. What are other ways that people, especially now in the work from home environment, that they can feel like they're part of this team and part of this collective culture that you've developed at TBWA?
Again, I think it's really important that you're in communication and to keep culture going and to keep the spirits high. You've got to find cool ways to do things, whether it's, you know, Friday afternoon drinks together, virtual drinks together, which keeps it fun and chatty. Little competitions that we do online, whether that be through people dialing in quicker or whatnot, even things as funny as dressing up for Zoom calls or work or FaceTime kind of meetings. So it's important that you still have a good time. That's really part of our business. We're a creative company, and it's important that there is creativity in everything that we try and do. Yeah, we just try and have some fun and have a bit of a laugh in a difficult time.
Now, typically ad agencies are, I don't want to oversimplify it, but oftentimes a younger set of people work at ad agencies, sometimes either young couples or singles. Sometimes they do, or sometimes they don't have families. But how are your staff members dealing with the work from home in terms of juggling perhaps other family members in the home or kids or whatever it might be, assuming they're not single?
That's a tough one, and I feel sorry for a lot of these guys. So isolation is a difficult time. For us, again, communication, keeping in touch with them. The other thing that we do is that we do mindfulness sessions. So we signed up for a program with a friend of mine. His name is Chong Tan, and he works, his business is Now Your Mind. And we meet once a week on Wednesday mornings for an hour. And he kind of brings a sense of self-reflection, time to think about what you're doing and how you're coping through this. So keeping track of that is really important. It gives people a chance to get away from the crazy day-to-day. We do work very long hours in our business, so taking breaks is really important. Even simple things like blocking people's diaries for an hour and a half for lunchtime, just so that they're sure that no other meetings go in during that time and they actually have time to eat.
Yeah.
And really looking after them, we you know, our HR team has done a great job as well. I think that's a big one as well for me, Glenn. HR could not play a more important role right now in our business. And it's the H in that word that really stands true and, you know, the human approach to it. So they've been looking after people, you know, following up. Are they okay? Provide daily kind of links to wellness sites, mental wellness sites, you know, tips of the day of how to calm your mind and stay strong.
Very interesting. Speaking with TBWA Group Singapore CEO Ara Hamparsumian. Ara, you've been with the company now since 2014, which is, you know, 6 years. That's a long time in ad years. You're an old man now. just kidding. But, you know, over that time, your agency has been named Creative and Digital Agency of the Year. That was last year. You've also been personally the Southeast Asia Agency Head of the Year in 2018. Some nice accolades among others. As you look to take the organization forward again over the next 12, 24 months in this new environment, what will be the priorities for you as a company, but also working with your clients?
Good question. Thanks. The priority right now is, again, for me, it falls down to the simple core of our business, which is our people. I think uplifting their skill sets, keeping them in a growth pattern, managing their career progression. We're nothing without our people. Again, we don't make pizzas or frisbees or whatever that may be. We create ads and communication pieces, and that is all driven by our people. So the moving forward, it really is ensuring, as we've been talking, is to keep the culture going, keep our people sharp as we help our brands and our clients move forward in a new normal, as we've been talking about. The world is changing. Our industry is changing. Media consumption is changing. Consumers are all changing. So we've got to be agile. We've got to be flexible in terms of how we communicate. And I think that's got to be the first and foremost thing for us as a business.
Yeah. And finally, Ara, once we move into, you know, phase three, phase four of the post-COVID lockdown circuit breaker, what do you think your work operation will look like? Will you still allow a percentage of people to work from home if they choose to? Will you, now that you've gone through this experiment like everybody else has, will it change the way your office works, or do you plan to have everyone get back into the office as soon as it's practical?
What we're looking at is really a way to give that flexibility. I think, as you say, Glenn, the world and our business is changing. There's a lot of things to consider. Do we actually even need an office anymore? Or if you do have an office, what do you use it for? Is it a place where you congregate to, as we say, share ideas and have meetings together to collaborate? All of these things are in consideration. With people being at the forefront of it, we've got to be flexible how they feel and how they want to go forward. So we are looking at different ways of working. Maybe we start with 25% of the people go in first. We could move to 50% later on over a period of time. We just want to make sure that people are happy, they feel safe to come back in and have a purpose when they come in and what they want to do. So we're working on that, and I think it's the same for everybody, our clients as well.
All right, thanks to Ara Hamparsumian, TBWA Group Singapore CEO. Great to talk with you today. Thanks for your insight on the industry and also on what's happening at TBWA.
Thank you so much, Glenn. Have a great day and stay safe.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.